This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Porel authenticates transitional justice-related bill. International community, including US, UK and European Union, welcomes Nepal's more prological conclusion of remaining task of peace process. Bus accident in Bangkok kills 3 people, leaving 26 others injured. Government forms a 5-member task force to take stock of health problems facing farmers in Gurkha district. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate end to Israeli operations in West Bank. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Porel today authenticated the transitional justice-related bill. The office of the president stated that President Porel certified the bill designed to amend the commission of the investigation on the enforced disappeared persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act. The bill was submitted to the president for authentication following its endorsement by both the houses of the federal parliament recently. Meanwhile, the international community has welcomed the adoption of the transitional justice-related bill in Nepal. The US, the UK, Switzerland, Australia, Norway, Japan, Finland, the European Union, Germany, France have welcomed the endorsement and authentication of the transitional justice-related bill. Issuing a joint statement, the U.S. Embassy in Nepal welcomed the government of Nepal's move to conclude the remaining task of peace process, expressing their readiness to support Nepal for effective delivery through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission on the Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons. The statement further mentions that the international community is committed to exploring possible mechanisms to support the government of Nepal for the benefit of the victims. 3 people have died and 26 others have sustained injuries when a bus met with an accident on the Surkhet Road of Ratna Highway near Raja Chowk in Bangkok district today. The district police office Bangkok said the passenger bus heading towards Nepalganj from Dang met with the accident as the bus driver lost control over the bus. Those killed in the mishap are identified as 60-year-old Man Bahadur Wali, 24-year-old Santosh Bhusal of Tulsipur and 30-year-old Bimal Rai of Ghorahi from Dang district. According to the police, the 26 others are injured are undergoing treatment at the Peri Hospital in Nepalganj and at the Kohalpur-based teaching hospital. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has awarded national women's volleyball players, coaches and a manager participating in the Kaba Women's Volleyball Nations League. At a program organized at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Baluwata today, Prime Minister Woolley distributed prizes to 14 players of the National Women Volleyball Team, Chief Coach Jagadish Prasad Bhatta, Assistant Coach Bharat Yadav, Manager Neelam Singh Bajrachari and Physiotherapist Lokendra Kumar. Each player received 300,000 rupees. Chief Coach Bhatta received 200,000 rupees, while Assistant Coach Yadav, Manager Bajrachari and Physio Kumar were provided with 120,000 rupees each. The Nepali team became the first runner-up with the best performance in the league held in Kathmandu on the 1st of August. Flights on the Jomsom-Pokhara route have been restored today following a 2-month hold. The air service connecting Pokhara, the capital of Gandaki province, and Jomsom, a tourist destination in Mustang, had remained closed since the 1st of July due to adverse weather conditions. Chief of Jomsom Airport, Keshav Lamsal, said the service was resumed given the commencement of the tourist season. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has formed a 5-member task force to take stock of health problems facing the farmers in some wards of Gandaki Rural Municipality in Gurkha District. Minister Adhikari formed a 5-member task force under the coordination of Senior Crop Protection Officer Manoj Pokhrel after it was reported in various media that the use of excessive pesticides in vegetable farming in some wards of Gandaki Rural Municipality has caused serious health problems to the farmers. It was reported that 61 vegetable farmers of the rural municipality had cancer and 15 had the cases of kidney failure. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed concerned agencies to curb artificial shortages, black marketing, price hikes and sales of substandard goods in view of the upcoming festivals. During a discussion with the stakeholders regarding the management of goods and market monitoring, the Home Minister also instructed them to ensure easy access and availability of goods for daily consumption. The Home Minister gave a special instruction to control the price hike of goods during the major festivals including Dasain, Tihar and Chhath. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal at Stampara Short Break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poddar has vowed to increase the health insurance amount to 500,000 rupees. Addressing a ceremony held to mark the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Kusi Hospital in Biratnagar and the Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital today, the Health Minister pledged to manage 31 billion rupees in lump sum to increase the insurance amount. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagrung has stressed the need for bringing a decent and systematized policy to safeguard Nepal's press sector. Talking to the media persons today, Communication Minister Gurung said the government has started carrying out homework for making the press freedom and the freedom of expression more dignified and systematic. You're listening to Ready Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate end to Israel's operation in the occupied West Bank. According to the BBC, Secretary General Guterres, in a post on social media X, said that the latest developments in the West Bank are deeply concerning. The UN Chief Secretary strongly condemned the loss of lives, including of the children, and called for an immediate cessation of the operations. Secretary General Guterres, as quoted by Al Jazeera, also expressed concern over dangerous and provocative acts and statements by the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who has led Israelis in the storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound several times since the war on Gaza began. Israel launched the operation on Wednesday what it called a counter-terrorism operation in four areas of the occupied West Bank, with at least 9 people killed. At least 28 people have died and more than 24,000 have been relocated in the western Indian state of Gujarat since Sunday after heavy rains led to massive floodings. According to the BBC, several rivers and reservoirs are overflowing as water levels have crossed the danger mark. The Indian Army and the National Disaster Response Teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations in the worst-hit areas. The state is on high alert as the Weather Department has predicted heavy rains to continue over the next few days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kusi province, Mathis province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Poddar authenticates transitional justice-related bill. International community, including US, UK and European Union, welcomes Nepal's move for logical conclusion of remaining task of peace process. Bus accident in Banki kills 3 people, leaving 26 others injured. Government forms a 5-member task force to take stock of health problems facing farmers in Gurkha district. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate end to Israeli operations in West Bank. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For yourself, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.